From this point on, he was always thinking of things to create. Often his inventions were such as to save time and labor. Once, when he was working on night duty in a telegraph office, he was ordered to signal the main office every hour so they would know he was awake. He wished that there was something to signal for him so that he might steal a nap. He thought for a while and finally made a small wheel with notches on the rim. He attached it to the clock so that every hour a signal was sent automatically. Later, when Edison invented the repeater for the telegraph, which took down the dots and dashes so that the operator could go back and copy them at his leisure, it was because he could not take news reports fast enough to get all of them. Edison had a strong sense of humor, which led him to invent many clever tricks. One day, he wired up a workshop of the Cincinnati-Indianapolis Railroad so that every man who went to wash his hands received an electric shock that threw his arms up over his head. Once he hit a machine in a guest's room. Just as his friend got into bed, a voice said, 11 o'clock, 1 hour more. The visitor was startled, but as nothing further happened, he lay down to sleep. When midnight chimed, the voice came again, 12 o'clock, prepare to die. The scream of the visitor brought Edison to the room with a laughing explanation of what had happened. The ghost was only a phonograph. Throughout the long years of his early inventions and experiments, Edison was poor most of the time. He lived the life of a genius, which means half starving one day and having plenty of money the next. He spent every cent he made to buy materials and tools for his workshop. His life was for the most part made up of hard work and study. He stayed until all hours of the night at his laboratory, snatching his sleep, an hour at a time, on a chair or a pile of sawdust. His wonderful ability to get along without sleep made the number of working hours in his lifetime many more than those of most men.